The background is the efficacy of tamoxifen, 5 years tamoxifen in postmenopausal receptor positive patients. And what we know is that when you expose a patient to 5 years of tamoxifen, you have a carryover effect in the reduction in the odds of recurrence and the odds of death, which comes to a point of until 15 years currently. And in all of these different time frames, you have an improvement in the number of recurrences and in the number of deaths compared to an untreated control. But these curves are up to 15 years, not plateauing. So you cannot say from the curves, these are data from the Early Breast Cancer Trialist Collaborative Group, you cannot say that after 5 years or 7 years or 10 years or 15 years, those patients treated with tamoxifen are cured. And the reason being that obviously by time those patients develop recurrences, which is not rather surprising because when you expose a tumor cell in cell culture for a long time to a certain drug, tumor cells are clever and they overcome the threat by the agent and they develop resistance. And this is one point. And the other point is that we know from the metastatic situation that when a patient has hormone-responsive disease, and when a patient, for example, comes in remission after tamoxifen and stays in remission, let's say, after 1 year and progresses then, and when you then use another endocrine agent, the patient has a great likelihood to again respond, and to again respond to a third and to a fourth line endocrine treatment. So we do not abolish the hormone dependency when a patient once experiences a resistance to one certain drug. This does not mean that the patient becomes endocrine resistant. It means that the patient becomes drug resistant. And that is the rationale for switching from one drug to another, for sequencing certain endocrine treatments, what we do in the metastatic phase. It's just the same image, transferring information and knowledge from the palliative situation to the adjuvant.